at the wheel of the company truck. On the road and all alone. Sometimes I think money is my only goal. It makes me sad. We're coming up another 4 miles. Coffee, fries, and a cheeseburger.
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Paco and Chris Zeke-Hand.
Good day and welcome to the final part of the fourth episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Paco, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke-Hand visit Michel Beau. First off, we must again apologize for the quality of the recording. In fact, it was much louder in the restaurant than it is on the recording.
Point out incessantly for the next, I don't know, 6 months, 6 years, 60 years, however long it takes, you chose this place.
You put it on the list.
Just because it's on the list, I'm expecting people to, of course, know.
Okay, but seriously, if we're going to do the Montreal Burger Report, and if every friggin' day I see a sign that says best burger in town. How can we not check it out? I don't know. Something tells me this burger is, I have no idea what to expect from this burger. We've seen it. We saw it like about 3 hours ago when she came by serving these other people.
There go the sliders.
Oh. The sliders are actually not so small. I mean, three of those sliders would make a light meal, I would think, you know.
Our waitress wanted a larger meal. All right, here come ours.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Full disclosure, I'm somebody who I really don't like blue cheese on anything. I can handle a small amount of blue cheese on its own occasionally, but generally I really find that it's something that, you know, that really needs to be taken in small quantities on its own, maybe with some nuts or something. But you know, you put blue cheese on any food item and it's going to affect it, completely overwhelm whatever you put it on. The actual burger patty itself is probably about an inch and a half thick. Maybe getting close to 2 inches thick. The bun, mercifully, is quite small, so that, you know, otherwise it would just be too much. It'd be like trying to eat a catcher's mitt. But I just find it's hard to get it in my mouth, and like all the bacon and the arugula keeps falling out. Although that means there's a piece of bacon on my plate that I'm going to eat right now.
Go for the bacon.
I'm eating the bacon alone.
That was my tasting yeah. When it's on the road. Yes, there's bacon dangling.
Right.
Snag that sucker on its own.
I think I'm actually
right. Bacon is good.
Bacon is good. I'm going to see if I can scrape off the blue cheese, and maybe that'll help me get through a little more of this burger. I need two hands for that, so you won't be hearing from me for a while.
I agree with you entirely. I was thinking there is no real reason to finish this burger.
That's the thing. I mean, this might be the first time that I don't finish the burger. And the thing is, it's because of two reasons. It's too friggin' big, and it's full of blue cheese. The blue cheese overwhelms everything. I have an important question. Even though the burger is absurdly fat and thick and, you know, weird, what do you think of the meat itself?
Assuming overdone and dry?
Yeah, mine, which is, okay, yours is supposed to be medium, mine's supposed to be medium well. It's not that dry. It only seems dry because it's too thick. I mean, if this burger was a normal thickness, like, you know, as thick as your finger, for example, which is how thick a burger should be,
No. Look at the plate underneath my burger.
It's true. You got no drippings there.
The only thing that is dripping out of it is the overdone condiments. You got your cheese. You got your caramelized onions.
Caramelized onions. The actual meat itself, it is a little bit dry. It's not bone dry. Like, I am detecting some juice. It's actually tasty meat. It's got a lot of pepper in it. There's a lot of pepper in that meat, and I like pepper in meat.
You did have that bite without the blue cheese.
That's what I did. I shoved all the crap aside, and it just took a big mouthful of the meat. And it's pretty tasty meat. But what this place really needs to do is they need to calm down with this, you know, 6-inch thick burger crap. Take the same meat formula, formulate it into a nice 1/3-pound burger that's about as thick as your thumb, maybe, at the most. Put it on the same bun. The bun looks pretty good, you know? And that way, they won't have to cook it so long. It won't be as dry. Get rid of the blue cheese. Forget about the arugula. You don't need arugula on a burger. Come on, it's a burger. Fuck the arugula.
That's where you get your pepper taste from.
No, I scratched
your
butt. Yeah, I know. Arugula is peppery flavored, but in a vegetable way. This is like pepper within the grease of the meat I'm tasting.
Okay.
There's a lot of black pepper in there.
Your palate is way more well-defined than mine.
Yeah, but it might be completely missing something else, so who knows.
Personally, I would say they can do whatever the hell they want. We just don't need to come here again.
I won't be coming back. At least I won't be coming back for the burgers, that's for sure. I might come back with a beer list and... They're quite happy to give us comment cards, as the maitre d' was saying that, you know, he's quite happy to get feedback, whether it's negative or positive. Of course, they always hope to get positive. The thing is, most people are mamby-pamby Canadians like myself, who, even if your experience isn't good, you know, will go, oh, yeah, it's fine. But anyway, so what we're doing is we're telling them flat out that the burgers were too thick, and as a result of being too thick, and because they won't serve them rare, they had to cook for a longer time than most burgers. Therefore, it dries them out. Now, this burger I had wasn't super dry, but it was a bit dry. There was no juice dripping out, like you said. You held up the burger, nothing dripped out of the plate. The other thing I'm complaining about is the fact that the blue cheese was overwhelming. It was a pretty robust blue cheese. A lot of mold in there. You know, the good kind of blue cheese mold, but on a burger, it means you don't taste anything else. So those are the main 2 points I'm giving them on the comment cards. Although it was nice of them to comp us a beer once we complained.
Not them. Adrian is
ready. Oh, Adrian comped us a beer. Adrian, our lovely waitress. I would write that the arugula was superfluous, but then I would have to write superfluous. I don't think I'm capable of doing that right now.
You're the professional writer.
I know.
Okay, there if you can, add in an addendum.
Otherwise, I'm going to say, because the flavor of the beef was good, I will say that. Even though it was cooked beyond what you would find acceptable, the actual quality of the meat seemed to have been good. However, we would like to emphasize and underline that Andréanne not only saved what could have been a horrible meal with her immaculate service, but if it weren't for her keen reception and understanding of service, we both would have left here hungry, disappointed, annoyed, and angry at being served such lousy food. I think you're overstating. I don't think it's lousy food. It's
hyperbole works in this situation.
Yeah. I think you're overstating it. I think you're, yeah. It's not lousy food. It's misconceived food.
Okay, but
you flatten the burger, you get rid of the blue cheese, it would have been a good burger. Final comments is that it's the kind of place that, for a certain crowd, has a certain appeal.
25-year-old blondes?
25-year-old blondes, you know, like people who like to have too much noise coming from a band doing covers and eating in the dark and all that sort of thing. You know, if they just got their act together a bit, changed a few things, it could be a good burger. Like, they're not missing the mark by 1,000 miles, but they're missing it by a million miles. But only on two things. Yeah, you know, like there's 10 or 15 things that go into making the right burger. They're missing way off. They're way off by two of those things. The rest of the things are not bad. You know, it's a good bun. You know, caramelized onions are all right. It's got bacon. The cheese was good. No, the other cheese, because there's two cheeses. There's the blue cheese, which is bad.
I thought there were three cheeses.
Oh, maybe.
Here, we have the menu.
Oh, yeah, we have the menu?
Is Gruyere blue? Is it blue Benedictine or blue and Benedictine?
Probably blue Benedictine.
Okay.
So there's two cheeses.
Uh-huh.
So the Gruyere cheese was great. It had bacon, you know. It's just that it was badly shaped.
It was
overwhelmed with the blue cheese, and therefore it was badly conceived. Also, the arugula, totally superfluous. You don't need fucking arugula on your burger, you know? It's like, it doesn't add anything.
A nice lettuce leaf would do, even if it is aspirin.
Sure. Piece of lettuce, take it or leave it. Arugula, especially on a burger shaped like a baseball, you know, where the patty shaped, the arugula just like falls off anyway, so you don't even get it, you know? It's just like stuck on your plate in a glop of, you know, blue cheese that fell off your burger, which is what the blue cheese should do, because you don't want to eat it with your burger, because then you don't taste the burger.
Just tell me how you really feel.
What's that?
Just tell me how you really feel about it.